Melanie and Bettina are here. You have done one show, you have one more today. How do you feel?
Me, I'm feeling very good. Just a little bit tired, but it's okay, and I'm very excited to do it again today.
And Melanie?
Yeah, me too. I'm very excited to do it again. And in fact, it's the first time that we do it twice in the same place. Okay. So it's very exciting to do it again here.
So normally it's one
performance. It depends, but next year we'll have two or three performances sometimes, but this is the first time that we play it twice.
Can you tell me about the show? Because when you arrived, I thought you were professional dancers, not footballers, and you replied, not footballers, not dancers. Well, tell me, I want to know how the piece came together.
I think that's a question for Miguel. It's his work. It is what he always do a piece with people who aren't dancers. And it's like the meeting between him and these people who create each of his shows.
Because I saw the piece yesterday, and it is not how one would perceive dance. At one time, there is no movement. Well, can you describe your piece?
For me, it's like a kind of a documentary, but in a dance way. And it's about meeting a group and meeting individuals through their occupation. And it's about a group of women speaking of their way of doing football, their way they live football, the way they express in this world. And it's a mix of speech and dance.
Perhaps I should describe the piece. It begins at the women who arrive in the locker room for preparation for a game or just training. And then the movement commences, and there is some beautiful choreography between the ball, the use of the ball, and the rhythm of the music that comes in. It's very expressive, as you say, Bettina. It's more like a documentary. Did you want to talk about yourselves? Because at near the end, you describe your coming to football.
Yeah.
And that is purely autobiographical?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, it is. And this is what Michael wanted. I think he says he's doing portraits. A dancing portrait of the people on stage. So he asked us to say, how do you want to introduce yourself to the audience? What do you want to say? And this is the first time we talk, we just say what we want, but about like a little portrait of myself. Yes, very short. And the second time, when we talk, it's like an experience of sexist...
So Mikael obviously wants to express that there are stereotypical images of football that's very masculine, male dominated. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, I think like Mikael is not interested in football, and he never liked it. And then he met a woman playing football, and he said, "Oh, okay, there is something important here. And there is something I want to work on it, and it's okay, it's a new topic for me. Then I will discover it, and the girl will discover dance for me. It's a fusion.
Yes. Between a boy who doesn't play football and woman who
don't know
anything about dance but play football.
So why football? Why not rugby? Why not tennis?
Because football is the most popular game in Europe anyway, and it's the sport everybody looks, but which is a completely rotten world, no?
Yeah, and when you're little, in the courtyard or on the beach or anywhere, the game you play with the ball is football.
And also for me it's like a field you have to fight, because it's everywhere on the TV, on the radio, on the magazine, and if you can be present and do something about it in this field, it means that everybody will see something new.
You as a team of women have really become close, I think. I've observed you over 2 days and you are very, very good friends with everyone. It's been really nice to meet you and to host all of the team.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Bettina and Melanie.
Thank you.